Ruth's Reward, Chapter 4. The Good Shepherd's Care. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. Ezekiel 34, verse 11. I have some news for you, Ruth, said her father one day. Oh, what is it, father? Ruth inquired. Is it good news? Well, my little maid, how would you like to go and live with your Aunt Maria? She wants someone to help her with the children, and I wondered if you would like to go. Oh, yes, father, I would. Well, you shall go. Uncle Samuel will be here in about a fortnight's time with a horse and cart, and will take you over if you are sure you would like to go. We shall have to get you a few things together and try and have a pair of shoes made for you. This last item was very difficult, as poor Ruth's feet did not get any better, but rather worse. However, Ruth was very pleased at the prospect, and for she knew one thing about her aunt which made her feel glad, and that was that she attended the chapel at Heathfield. Now she felt there would be no difficulty in getting to chapel, for she knew too that her uncle had a horse and trap, which were used chiefly on Sundays to take them to chapel. How much Ruth thought of and longed for the time to come when she would go to her aunt's. Things had not been much better at home lately, and like us all, when things are not comfortable, she thought how nice it would be to get away. I should tell you that though she was so crippled, she was not a lazy girl. No, she loved work, but her greatest difficulty was to get to the house of God. Sometimes she would slip into the prayer meeting at the chapel when she was out shopping and would sit in the gallery stairs. Being still so young, she could not understand some of the things that were said, but the good shepherd did not forget his little lamb, and there were many times when Ruth had a blessing which made her long still more to be able to get to the house of God. In fact, sometimes that seemed to be the great object of her life. She could truthfully say with the psalmist, How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! And again, I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Psalm 84, verses 1 and 10. At another time, when out in the field with some of the children, as they were playing together and Ruth was sitting watching, a sweet feeling came over her, and she believed that the Lord would fulfill her desire, and that she would know more of these blessed realities she desired to possess. Truly, the word of old was verified in her case. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. She was often ridiculed and told not to pull a long face or look so miserable, but she did not mind that. Sometimes there was a verse of a hymn that just seemed to suit her case. One day she came across the hymn which begins, O Lord, I will delight in Thee, and on Thy care depend. To Thee in every trouble flee, my best, my only friend. And she was so anxious not to forget this that she wrote the number of it, 2247 Gadsby's, on the wall of her room. What an unspeakable mercy it is to have Jesus for our friend. He has a sweet name in the Bible, though it was given to him by his enemies, the friend of sinners. He came down from heaven to die for poor sinners. As the little hymn says, Jesus, who lived above the sky, came down to be a man and die. And in the Bible we may see how very good he used to be. He is a friend that loveth at all times. Our earthly friends may die or fail us when we most need them. Do you feel that you need Jesus to be your friend?